I think he, you know, he was sad that the wonderful adventure they had, there was no one else on the mountain even near it, has changed into what we have today, where it's an industry. You know, I mean, there are expert climbers doing different routes on Himalayan mountains, but on the southeast ridge and the north ridge of Mount Everest, there are lines of commercial climbers being shepherded up by guides and Sherpa guides, and that's a very different situation. But on the other hand, I believe we have to understand this and accept it, you know, because if we're going to be consistent, then we should go to Garmisch or Chamonix. We should go there and say, no more telefreaks, no more mountain guiding, no more skiing, no more chalets and restaurants. You know, we can't take that away from the Nepalese. What we should try to do is encourage them, and they are doing it, to keep improving the standards on the world's greatest mountains.
Mountaineering has grown, you know, as a sport. It's a hobby, it's a sport, it's a profession. And more people are interested, more people are climbing mountains, especially on Everest because it's the highest. But I think there should be a control, you know, a limit to how many people can climb, or figure out a safety way so that we have less accidents on the mountain.